Well, welcome everyone. Yes, we are on record today in Hendersonville, North Carolina. I'm practicing my accent, miss. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Oh, there's no sirs here. We are at Crystal Visions, courtesy of Harry Teicher of Asheville, North Carolina. So tonight, we are going to do some really nice emotional healing, whatever that means. And we're going to present this spontaneously, so we have no idea what's going to come out of the mouth. And we do have some duct tape handy, don't you, just in case? Okay. The comedy team is already here, as you can tell.
Second class.
About 15 years ago? Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Really? 15 years ago? Wow. Okay, I asked for more funny stuff to come through my voice. Well, actually, maybe it was a little bit before that. And I didn't know. You know, I was always kind of funny as a little kid. And I probably channeled as a little kid and didn't know it and got in trouble a lot in school. But anyway, back then, I asked for some humor to come through the teachings. So it didn't happen right away. And then little by little, as I began teaching 3 and 5 day trainings, it would come through in pieces. And now, today, it can come at any time, which is kind of scary. Because I don't know if it's funny or not. And usually when they come through and there's silence, I have to say that was attempted humor. And then sometimes you might laugh and giggle, or you might just still stay there in silence. And then I go, I'm in big trouble now, help. So why do we do humor? We do humor to kind of lighten things up so that we can get into the healing part. I'll give you a little story. A family from Toronto. Well, this is really a neat story. So I worked on, these were Indian people that lived outside of Toronto, you know, from India. So they wanted me to come do a training, so I came a few times. And I got hosted by the Indian family. And usually they have everybody in the family living in the same house. You know what I mean? The kids and the grandparents and maybe an aunt, uncle. Because that's how Indians do that, right? Just like, yeah. So the mom was going to have a baby in about, oh, I don't know, what, 6 months? And she wanted a session. So I gave her a wave. Oh, we have to get somebody a session on the mat. So I want you to tune in, and whoever needs a mat experience over there, you just come up, and then we'll bring you over there. I'm not going to choose you. You choose yourself. I won't explain much what's going to happen other than you'll probably fall backwards and lay on the mat for the rest of the time, which is pretty cool. I'll catch you, of course. So we did some work on her nice little developing round belly, put my hands there and just held the state of grace and connected with the baby, well, the body, not the soul, well, soul too, but with the body. So the family texts me about a few months ago and says, we'd like to come to Asheville because my family wants a session. So they drove all the way from north of Toronto in their car, 12 hours, 14 hours, just for a session for the whole family in their motel room up by Outlet Mall, Brevard Road. I am getting my roads together here. And when was the last time you saw a motel in a mall? They were in the mall, Comfort Inn. That's a plug for Comfort Inn. Okay. So the boy now is 10 years old. Actually, he convinced the family to come because he wanted to meet me. I mean, why? I mean, he remembers something from when we worked on his mom. Although he wasn't on the earth plane yet, right? But he wanted to meet me. And I said to the mom way back when, this energy is very bonding for families. If the whole family gets the energy work, it's a real bonding kind of a thing. No, I didn't realize the bonding of that kid until, and he's a really cute kid. The guy's like a whippersnapper. He's like, who's like really funny? A little version of me, maybe, in an Indian body. He's really cool, though. Yeah, he wanted to meet me, and we had a good time, and I gave him a time travel wave. So get this. Oh, is that what we're doing? We're going to do time travel. Okay. So get this. So now the kid's almost 10, and he's kind of like into Star Trek, stuff like that. DC. You know that new series on TV, DC? You know, the superheroes. Anyway, so he's into that. So I was going to give him a wave on the bed, in which he just like sits on the bed and then he falls over onto the pillow. So I said, what do you want to do? He goes, time travel. I go, okay, where do you want to go? I said, you can go anywhere. And he says, I want to go see the dinosaurs. So mind you, I take these things with kids seriously. So we give him a wave. And then he gets up later, and we go eat. And I ask him, well, where'd you go? And he goes, I saw some dinosaurs. And I said, big ones? And he goes, well, those kind that have like kind of like the wings. And he kind of described it. And it was kind of cool for him. It was like, so he wanted more of that. So the next day, I said, okay, let's do some more time travel. Where do you want to go? He goes, I want to go 30 years into the future. And I went, your future? And he goes, yeah. So you want to go see yourself at 40 years old, huh? Yeah. So I give him a wave. So guess what? He comes back and he tells me, yeah, I saw myself at 40. Were you married? No. Do you have any kids? No. So if an almost 10-year-old can do that, you guys can do that. So I guess we're going to do time travel tonight. Yeah. Now, there's different ways we can do this. We can do back to the past. If you feel like you've had some trauma. And by the way, everybody's had a lot of trauma. At least I've worked on them and they've had a lot of trauma. So you're not alone if you've been traumatized or carry some trauma and pain from when you're very little. Or we can go to the future. We can go into the future to where all of this stuff that you're carrying still is not here, resolved, healed, clarified, however you want to put it. There's another level, parallel realities. We can go to a parallel reality where your body doesn't have these conditions. And what any case where they go parallel, future, or past, you're going to bring back to here the result or the new state. Is that making sense? Now, you may have to do it about 1,000 times for it to sink in. Just kidding. Maybe 55. Unless some of you guys are really, really smart, then you can probably do it in 16.
Do we all have to go to the same place or go wherever we want?
No, you're going to go. If we do this, we're going to, you'll go wherever you want to go or where you're guided to go. Now, I can't give you the reason why most people on the planet have suffered a lot. I don't have an answer for that. Other than I know, and if you can think back when you were a little baby, you can just imagine when you were a little baby, like 4 months old, 6 months old. So you can't even walk yet, probably. You're crawling, maybe. That, if you just go back and kind of remember the feeling of that. What I like to ask kids is, do you remember where you came from before you were born? Most kids will say no. They got veiled, like most of us. Although some kids will go, yeah, I remember. I still remember. So why some remember, but most don't? I don't have an answer for that either. But I know we can unveil ourselves. So when the suffering gets too much, you'll come to something like this because you're ready. You're ready to lift that veil. So again, going back to babyhood, I should get up and walk around. They're telling me I should get up and walk around. Okay, so I'm going to walk around eventually. Oh, so the person that gets wave on the mat, you'll probably feel like you can't move for a number of minutes, maybe half hour, maybe an hour. Like, different than you're paralyzed. Like, you'll be conscious, but it's like either you don't want to move or you can't actually move your physical body in motion. That's for a reason. So don't freak out if you're laying there and maybe you want to scratch your nose, but you can't move your arm at all. There's a reason for that. When the body goes into the still point or into a very still place, that's when healing occurs. This is my theory. I have not read this anywhere, but my feeling is when your mind can go to that place of sleep, like on your computer, if you put your computer on sleep or pause, if you can put your brain on pause just long enough in physical time, and the body almost stops breathing, and the energy gets really quiet, then that's when healing occurs. And the reason why you haven't healed stuff is because you haven't been able to hold that still place. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because chatty mind. Yeah. Okay, they want me to get up now. Energetically for a reason. Oh, that's symbology. Okay. This cord is symbolic. That's the power source. The invisible power source. And like this is you. You're going to be like this recorder, or you're going to be me with hand holding the recorder, and it's all plugged into the source. So you have to remember, you're always plugged into the source, even though you can't see it. Even when things get really bad, or when Harry gets on your case, you're like, just take the house. Sorry, it just didn't fit. Can't help it. All right, a little bit more about time travel. Just to rekindle your memory, your ancient knowledge of this. So you want to actually open up your crown chakra, stay grounded here, and begin to open up your records, so to speak. It's just so to speak. I mean, it's like always there for you. You don't have to open it up. But we got certain phraseologies that kind of help describe what we're attempting to do. Now, if you're feeling the energies, that's normal. If you start to wobble a little bit, that's normal. If you start to feel like, whoa, that's normal. Actually, whatever you're going to experience is going to be normal. And when we do the activation, it will be as if I'm talking to each one of you personally, because that's how it was designed. Even if there was 1,000 people in this room and we did an activation for the group, it would still be as if I'm talking to you directly or source is talking to you directly, however you want to frame it. Now, I want you to locate in your body where you're carrying the emotional pain from childhood. You can go back and feel that place. So, from my experience working on people for off and on for since the mid-70s, off and on, steadily since 2002, we've all got some kind of pain that we're carrying from childhood, and it's mostly unconscious. Although it affects your life emotionally today. And it's affected by when you get triggered by somebody or a situation occurs that throws you for a loop, as they say. And I remember in my younger days when I would be in kind of a emotional turmoil, and I didn't know where this came from, let alone how I was going to work with it necessarily. And then I realized, oh, that's a past life memory. That's why it's so hard to locate and why it's so hard to heal in a way, It's a past life pattern coming through the unconscious, and you're reacting to it, and you can't control what's going to happen, and then you get flustered, and then you really get off center, and then you go into depression, or you go into whatever for who knows how long. And then you come out of it, and you do life again, but then something else happens, and boom, you're stuck again. So once you think about a time in your life or an experience where you just felt like you lost it emotionally. And that probably has a past life tie-in. And it probably also was reflected early on in your life when you were like a little kid or even a baby. And then people created a situation with you that triggered something, and then you felt a victim, or you felt pain, or you got really hurt, or you got really injured physically. So this work, we don't sugarcoat it, but we try to present it so that everybody can relate in some way, so that we end up about 9 o'clock tonight with not only a group healing, but an individual healing as well, that will continue in your life. It will, not just for tonight, but it'll go into your future. Now, we have a little joke. It'll only hurt if you laugh. See, some of you get it, but most of you don't. That's good, okay? Sometimes we're afraid of this deep thing. We call it the shadow, maybe. You don't have to be afraid of it. Because guess what? You, as a being, is way more bigger. There's a NLP technique that I thought was really cool when I heard it. And we can do this right now so you guys can get more, feel more empowered as we move on. So I want you to remember and feel in your body your very first trauma in your life. I don't care what it was. It could be birthing trauma even, right? It could be maybe where you were pulled out backwards. Well, they say you're not supposed to come out feet first. Anyway. Or your mom had a C-section. And you came out that way, and in which case you went through a field of pain as your first earth experience. And oh my God, now I can't relate to people because I don't know. We're trying to connect the dots now. So I'm just picking stuff out of the air like I always do. You know, picking stuff out of the air, winging it. Winging it. I'm just winging it. Now, they haven't called the cops on me yet. And all the times we've been doing this. So I guess I'm safe tonight again, but I don't know. Just allow that feeling to come up. Now, where in your body are you feeling that? You don't have to tell me, but just locate where in your body you are remembering that pain. And then just be with it. Some people will get nauseous. Some people actually feel a very sharp pain. Some people will get dizzy. Some people will feel like they just want to run out of the room. Some people feel like they're going to collapse. Now you want to tune into this. Because you paid some good money to come here tonight, right? That was attempted humor here. Big money tonight to get to this, right? You're going to have a free healing tonight. It may relate to your parents. It might relate to your first marriage. Maybe your kids, but not likely, maybe. And then I bet a lot of you on some level was questioning, do I want to be here? Do I want to be here in this body? Do I want to be in this family? Do I want to be in this job? Okay, let's just hold this now. Okay. So everybody take a deep breath. Oh, now we can take off our shoes so we can get connected with the earth. So please take off your shoes, put them under your chair. Feel the earth energy coming up into your feet. Okay, Oshana, since I know you, she came to the Lionsgate presentation back when. Anything you want to share? So when you share, everybody is going to benefit. So you understand that when anybody shares, everybody benefits. Okay. Yes.
Sharing about the Lionsgate or this experience?
This experience, yeah. Anything you want to share so far? Any level?
No, just that I relate to what you're saying in terms of, past traumas and how they, can affect your present life. And I have done a lot of work on my traumas, and I seem to have got to the place where I feel a lot of joy in my life and a lot of peace and a lot of love. And so I think the 40 or so years of being willing to look at whatever is in there when it comes up is definitely, the reason why I feel so happy and clear now. So, yeah, I it's very important. And I can really see it in people.
Yeah.
See that, what's holding them in those patterns now, too, because I was there once. And I'm not saying I'm not going to ever be there, but
yeah.
Right now I'm just feeling, very grateful and happy and joyful. Clearing all that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I believe it is true about the unlayering of the onion concept in a way. Funny, I get a lot of people, they go, oh, I thought I worked on that. Oh, I just came up in the session. Dang. But then we give them a very simple way to work with it, which is very simple. And if it's simple, then it works. Who else would like to share? We're going to open up the group a little bit, and then we'll move to the next level. So as you share, we get to move to the next level. I have a membership program, and there's the same people that come on the webcast, which means they can't talk to me and I can't talk to them, but they can hear what's going on. They just are not engaged, as opposed to people calling the web call or the phone. And every month, I push their buttons, because I call them the quiet group, the shy group. They can't come out of their shyness.
I'll share.
Thank you.
When we first started talking, you first started talking about thinking of, what you wanted to tune into.
Uh-huh.
My mind took me one place, and then I'm at a totally, no, that's not it. And you started talking about the birthing experiences. Ooh, emotions coming up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I have a mild case of scoliosis, and my skull actually is crooked on my spine.
Okay.
And I believe that has really impacted the way I could channel my energy and just manifest in this life, and relates to, I believe, other lifetimes and other. I've just been repeating a lot of shit, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And I'd like to straighten that.
Yeah, really cool. Thank you for sharing that. I was born with a little bit of that too, and I had some early on injuries where I should have died. Could have died, and decided, no, I don't want to have to coordinate this thing and come back with my parents again, because that might take a long time. The coordination of lives coming together as a family. It's kind of complicated. It's not like I'm going to come back in 7 years in the same family. It's like, didn't work that way. So on some level, I gotta do it. I gotta. So let's see, at 5, I had a wake-up call. At 7, I had a wake-up call. At 20, I had a wake-up call. And in all those, I could have died. I said, no, I don't think I'm going to have to come back. Not that you have to come back, but knowing us, we probably feel like, yeah, let's try one more time here. So I had the issue with my dad. Basically, it was, and I'm sure you probably did too, Dad never saw me for who I was. And he passed on at 83, something like that. On the other side, he's looking over here, and yeah, now he understands. But there was nothing I could do or not do so that he could see who I was. He just, he had the blinders on, and he just could not see me past age 16. Does that ring a bell? Your parents see you at a certain age, they're stuck in that vision of you. And my dad always used to say, to get on my case of like, well, remember when you did that? And I'm going, Dad, you remember that? That's like 40 years ago. So they hang on to these things, that generation, our parents, and hang on to stuff. So what was my point? I don't know. Let's keep going around the circle. I can pick on the shy ones. The shy ones are the ones that don't raise their hands. Okay, raise your hand if you're shy. Dang, you didn't fall for it. Okay, yes.
Lori.
Huh?
I'm Lori.
Yes. Hi.
I was able to answer some of your questions inside, and I thought I was ready, and then you kept talking. And I got to the point where the most pressing thing that I would love to clear is something that I don't know if it doesn't ring a bell if it was in this life.
Okay.
And so I would be confused as to what, if I time traveled, I
okay.
would be confused as to where to go with it.
Okay.
But it's a more like a fight or flight types feeling in the heart
mm-hmm.
where I react in ways I wish I would not.
Okay.
Because it's a deep, deep panicky thing. And I couldn't begin to place where that might be from. And I really would like that cleared because I'm going to be working with the Sacred Heart and creativity and helping other people. And it doesn't really work that, you know, that's in my way. So that would be a huge
cool.
gift.
Yeah.
How, what do you do if you're not sure, if you feel something in your body and you're not sure of where to time travel?
Oh, we could time travel into your body. Into your body.
But so people just have to go with whatever. Yeah, you just go with
it. Yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah. So when did you first remember having this experience of, we'll call it a panic attack, for lack of a better term?
Or just, yeah, sometimes it's like that, and sometimes it's just.
But when was the first memory? How old were you? Okay, might have been in the womb. Okay, yeah. Was your mom very anxious in delivering you and during the pregnancy? What did she talk to you about after?
Adopted, so
okay.
The man that came around was not so great.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure anymore.
Okay, well, you are sure because you're speaking it. Okay, good. I refer you to Carolyn Mace's workshop CD on orphans, I believe. It'll give you a very different perspective.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm generalizing here, but most people that have been orphaned perhaps carry this sense of not wanted, not good enough, and that translates later into their adult life in relationships because they supposedly didn't bond physically with their natural parents.
I've done a lot. Shauna, but this is probably a precise thing of a panic, and I will look at her work on orphans.
Yeah, but tonight we could do some in utero work.
Why the panic, and when you don't know when?
See, if mom was panicked, and if she has some considerations of not getting pregnant, but got pregnant because not with the one that she wanted. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities, but let's just say that she was panicked in having you, and you picked you. Your body absorbed that vibration and then birthed it through into this world, and you had no clue you were doing that. And that's very common. If mom is in a panic mode in any parts of the 9 months and during birthing, and if there's complications, the baby is going to be affected. Yeah. So what we're saying is that's not yours. See that where does that come from? If that came through mom, from mom, through mom, or even boyfriend, into her belly, and your body's in there, your soul's out here still hovering, right? But the body absorbs that vibration because it absorbs everything that's in the environment. The baby feels everything. So if your parents had fought a lot while she was pregnant, you're going to feel it. It's in your body somewhere, stored. But it can be cleared, but it's stored there. And then when it gets triggered, and you go, what? And now I'm like...
It makes sense why it does seem without reason.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not yours. When you release that mom's energy, it's going to help her as well, wherever she is in the cosmos. Mm-hmm. Right? Cool. See? That's what happens when you share. If you sit there and don't share anything, we don't go anywhere in that way. So thank you very much for sharing. Yeah. Whew, yeah. Take another deep breath. That's good. Yeah. And it's not your fault. We always say this. As a little baby, it's not your fault that your mom wasn't there. So if you have any considerations that maybe something was the matter with me or was my fault, you just let that go because that's not relevant. Okay? Okay.
The irrational is the part where you come in. the things you can't get to thinking logically and looking for help.
Yeah.
There's certain things you can figure out and get okay on. Mm-hmm. It's totally irrational.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
That's why we're doing this event tonight. Whose buttons can I push? The cord is stretching. See the cord now? The cord to the source is stretching over here to this part of the semicircle. Okay, anybody over here want to share? Nice color hair. Matches your shirt, or the shirt matches your hair? Okay. Yes, nice to see you again.
Thank you. Nice to see you. You said something that really I never thought about owning. But you said you may not want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be here.
I see.
Because I had a traumatic birth.
Uh-huh.
Want me, and my father had abandoned me. So, and then she had anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
While trying to birth me, and
yes,
she couldn't do it. So it was very difficult.
I see.
The doctor was hurting me to pull me out.
Ah.
And I just thought I was angry with her. I was angry mm-hmm. with him when I finally was conscious enough to understand what was going on.
I see.
I think that it has colored my relationship with people.
Yes.
I'm not wanting to be.
Yeah.
I'm not wanted.
Yes.
And this is all my fault.
Mm.
Dad abandoned me.
Yeah. It's because of me, that's what they did, yes. Yeah. And I got some of that too, growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you first started this process, I got very hot.
Hot. Yeah.
Wow, something's happening.
You're a hot chick. Yeah. See, I'm a hot chick.
I'm a hot chick.
There you go. That's good. That's very good, Marguerite. Believe it or not, there's a lot of birthing trauma on the planet. And some people don't talk about. unless they come to an event like this, where we open up the space where you can speak freely. Because, isn't it true? If you can't, well, you haven't been to a retreat, but it's like this only in more deeper ways, I guess, because we're together for 5-6 days. But we tell people, you can share freely in this space for the whole time of the retreat. And for some people, they've never had that permission to speak freely and just open up, especially with a group of people they don't know. But then again, they do know, because what we do is we call in our tribe. For every event, we call in the tribe. So all of you have a connection with everybody else in some way. You're not strangers to each other. We've programmed this way. Giving out the secrets.
Also, I think that the energy started. I mean, I almost didn't even stay in this room.
Yeah.
So I think it does something to be able to get into another space where you actually hear things in a different way, and you can really I hear that. It's like birthing trauma. I don't know if I can really recall anything, but I'm sure that was I'm in all this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of women in particular. Look at it this way. Modern medicine has got to the point of being really traumatic with deliveries. That's obvious to anybody that has two eyes and a nose. So imagine that your first experience on the earth plane is coming through pain from your mother, or from the hospital room environment, the bright lights, even the nurse's fear, maybe, that are assisting. I mean, all these thoughts and feelings of everybody in that room, you're aware of it. You as a being that's looking and witnessing this little body that you're going to inhabit come through, and you're knowing everything that's happening on many levels. But you can't speak through that body yet. And you're coming through pain, maybe forced delivery, who knows what, epidural that went the wrong way. I mean, all these things, right? The medications that numbed your mom, and then you're feeling the effects of that numbing in your little body. And then you wake up, later on when you're an adult and you have certain tendencies or things that don't make sense. Well, if you connect the dots, they will make sense. So if you're afraid of strangers, or if you have intimacy issues with your first marriage or your current marriage or with your kids or even with your parents, there's a reason. That's not to place blame, but there's a cause and effect relationship. So when you understand it, half the healing is understanding what happened. Not necessarily why, but what happened. And how many of you were forced out? Because the doctor's got another delivery due, past due. We got to get this baby out of here. I've heard too many horror stories and talked to clients that had birthing traumas. Maybe we do that tonight. I got to tell you a neat thing. So the way that we work with this, one way, and this was given to me in the training. It was not something that I was taught. Didn't read about it, but there's a way you can recreate your birth in the way that you want to, in the way that you can imagine. Imagine the most idealistic experience coming into this world. Imagine the feeling of a perfect entry into this world through your mom, into the arms of angels, as an example. So you can recreate that. We used to do these guided things where we would give you the guidelines, then you would go ahead and experience it. And then at the end, you'd come out and go, oh my God, what the hell just happened? I mean, it's on that level of you don't have any words to explain how you're feeling. You just know that something just really changed. And you can't put your finger on it, and you feel much better. It's almost like the the nagging stress or anxiety, whatever it is that was in the background, it's like not there anymore. So imagine if you were born freely into this world and the angels welcomed you. And angels don't have wings, but they put on wings for our benefit because we were taught that they have wings. They don't have wings. They don't need wings, but they put them on. So you go, oh, there's an angel here. But imagine bright beings that welcome you into this world as opposed to how you were welcomed or not welcomed in your physical reality birth, right? And spanked on the butt as one of your first experiences on the planet. It's like, how insane is that? Hera, how insane is that? We should slap the doctors. God dang, man. The baby is supposed to cry as its first kind of emotion in the world? Now, how bizarre is that? I'm telling you, asking you. Shouldn't it be like a laughter or anything but a cry?
Kiss and a hug?
Yeah. Okay, we are really stirring things up, aren't we, Oshana? We're just like getting to this, like, oh, God. Okay. You guys are going to sleep good tonight. We're about halfway there. Oh, so I got to write to my Indian family that came because they had some really wonderful... I guess stories that I could share with you guys. I'm sure they don't mind. But the mom could not communicate with the dad. In other words, she would try to say stuff to her husband and he would just close down. And his perception was, she's always saying the same thing and it's not important, so I'm just going to I'm going to put this barrier up. I'm going to cross my arms and I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to acknowledge her. So years of this, they finally came because I think it was at a point where something's got to occur or we're all going to kill ourselves basically, right? Because it's like no fun anymore and the kids are being affected. Exaggerating probably a little bit. But so she was literally crying to her husband to do something other than what he's been doing to not acknowledge her. You know, she's very emotional and caring and wants happiness for the whole family, but that was part of her issue, wanting everybody to be happy, right? That's the Indian thing. And so at the end, we suggested him to keep his heart open. That's the only way we could reach him. Not so much through words, but like just keep your heart open. And we gave them an exercise. So whenever you guys attempt to communicate and nothing's happening, give each other a hug for 2 minutes in silence. Don't say anything after the hug. Just hug for 2 minutes when you have an issue with each other. Don't say anything. Just hug for 2 minutes and then go about your business. And I thought, man, that's a cool exercise. I mean, that's a powerful technique to heal a marriage that's not working. They're staying together because of the kids, and it was an arranged marriage, which is common for India. Oh, so my point was, I asked a little about the family history. So it goes back to like how they were raised by their parents. So think about your parents, and think about the habits that they had that you either have or that you rebelled against because you didn't like it and how that's affected your behavior now. So I used to tell, my parents used to argue in front of me. That was probably semi-conscious to argue in front of me. It was so I could hear them. And my mom would always stick up for me. My dad would always like argue not in my favor, but it was usually about something that I wanted as a little kid, you know, and kids just, they just want stuff. It's not big stuff, but, and then so they would get in an argument and then I would feel bad. And then I would eventually say it's my fault that they're arguing. Remember that? And it wasn't my fault. On some level, I go, I'm a kid. If you have some parents that are on the other side, in the activation, you can call them in and communicate. And it's very cool. When you're in that particular vibration, you can call in anybody. But particularly for tonight, if you want to call in your parents and just ask them to receive the energies. Just ask them to receive. So part of how we're healing Nashville, so I was sent here. So part of it is to share with you, I suppose, even though you know on some level this, but this area needs healing in a certain level. And so when we do these group things, we're always going to do a little bit for the community, for the grid system here, this beautiful grid system of this whole Western Carolina vortex, crystalline, sacred mountain stuff, the history of Asheville, slavery, you go back to everything, KKK, everything. So there's a lot here. I mean, there's probably more stuff here than maybe anywhere else, as far as like, whew.
Trail of Tears, too.
Ah, what was that now?
Trail of Tears?
Yeah.
It was when they marched the Native American people out of this area, and they marched them all the way to, where was it, Utah? I forget where.
Oklahoma.
Where? Oklahoma. And, you know, many, 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 many of them died. They called the Trail of Tears.
I see.
This whole region.
Oh, say, okay, we invite you guys into the activation. We'll call them First Nation, because that's what they do in Canada, which is like appropriate. They don't call them natives, First Nation people, all right? So we're calling them forth, so this will be fun. Okay, so we're going to ask you before we get into the activation and before we demonstrate on someone the way of experience. Where is the pain in your body? Where are you carrying the pain from before? We'll just say before. Where is it in your body, if at all? And if it's not in body, is it in your mind?
No, it's physical.
Mm-hmm.
Started, I was like, oh, I know where it's going to be, in the base of my spine, and I felt that.
Yeah.
And then it was all of a sudden, I was just like, why are my shoulder blades hurting? And like, so all of this, and I'm just like being yanked on, or whatever it was. It's like, oh my gosh, it needs to stop.
All right. We'll call in the chiropractors, all right, and the body workers, real quick. That's good. Thank you for sharing that. Pain will move. So I also want you to remember. I want you to remember what has been the toughest challenge in your life up to this moment. It's been recurring throughout your life. So is there a particular pattern, issue, vibration, emotion that keeps repeating itself, that gets you stuck or keeps you stuck, or that moves you into anxiety or worry or sleepless nights or whatever? And where might that be in your body? It could be anywhere in your body. And what is your connection to this place physically, Asheville area, Hendersonville? What is your connection with the land here, with the city where you live, and this thing that we've been talking about for an hour? Because the land will bring it up, it will trigger it physically. That's why you're here. When people move to Sedona, everything comes up. Everything comes up. And either you stay there or you leave. Most people leave.
That happens here too.
I know that happens here too. So that's why we're mentioning this. Okay, you've got all this crystal in the earth. What do crystals do? They're magnifiers.
Clear.
Well, they do that too. But in this context. Okay, anybody like to share before we move on? Yes.
I feel very grateful, very appreciative of your work, which I am now in the third time of the work, the wave and the activation. And for me, as a medicine woman and healer, being on the coming in on the physical plane, teaching yoga and addressing medicine through herbs and physical formats, because I come from a long line of psychics and healers, I had no idea that spiritual information was coming through to me. I just took it as everybody else is aware of what's going on that I was receiving.
Yeah.
So when I am in the presence of your workers and your guides, it started this evening at 5 o'clock at Dobro West. I could feel it coming in, and I said to Susan, I said, oh boy. This is delicious. And I'm just so appreciative of that I can be part of helping and healing, and that whatever is working, coming through you, is so strong for me, so positively so. I am so grateful. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you, Hara, because Kenji is here because of her. She's all heart, that one over there. So I don't really have traumas because, you know, I've spent 40, 50 years since I started in healing in 1973. It's almost 50 years. But I'm always open to releasing even more and improving myself even more and being humble and grateful for all that's coming through. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Kenji and Hara. My beautiful neighbor, Shana, and Susan, and Marguerite, and all the nameless ones that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're
going to
have a great evening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the other thing is, yeah, part of why Ellie comes because she can resonate with the energy. And it's like, you don't necessarily have to come to, like, work on stuff, but just being in the space of what we create is very uplifting. So you will find out, if you hang around long enough with these events here, that every time it helps you to move to another level. And you never really go back. Well, you can, but it'd be very painful if you tried, and so you most likely will never go back. It just keeps going.
You know, it's interesting. Like, one of the questions you just asked before, and this sort of talking. But, like, it's something in the energy field that's here that fills me to such a place that I hear what is said in a way that it seems like I've never heard it before. And then my answer's so clear. It's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Wow, it just knocked me out. Just that whole thing. It was such an innocent question. The answer was just like so ready to. I'm like, you know, I'm sure everybody does work every day. I'm sure you meditate and do all these different things and have certifications and all that stuff. And it's like, okay. And then you come here and it's like all of a sudden everything just kind of hangs out. Just kind of hangs out. Kenji's Hangout Club.
Hey, that's a good one. Can you remember that one? The Hangout Club. Okay, you guys getting ready? All right, we're now going to do the activation, the meditation, a quantumly guided process, if you will. All right, so let's begin by bringing our awareness to the breath, and then as we exhale, we're going to bring the awareness down through the feet into the earth. And I want you to think buffalo when you do this again. When you exhale, you're going to bring your awareness down your body through your feet into the earth. And I want you to feel buffalo, because buffalo is very grounding. Buffalo is the gift to First Nation people. Just like you are the gift for this earth, just like your body is a gift to the earth. So we're going to do various levels of time travel, parallel reality travel. It could be into the past, the future. It can be what is possible for you now. So let's take a deep breath, and I want you to feel. I want you to remember all those thoughts that people said to you that made you feel uncomfortable as a human being body here on the earth. Remember back, remember forward, remember wherever. Remember the first thoughts that you remember that someone told you that made you feel maybe not the best body and person on the planet. And just bring that feeling forward into your body, into your solar plexus. Just let it sit there. Okay, now we're going to breathe, and we're going to bring in the light into this room. We want to place pillars of light in the four corners of the room. I want you to feel angelic vibrations in the four corners of this room, or wherever you are listening to this activation. And feel as if now that these pillars of light are co-creating with you this beautiful bubble of light that's surrounding not only your body, but this whole room, this whole building, the neighborhood, this whole area of North Carolina. And in this bubble of light is nothing but peace and unconditional love. And you're going to allow this feeling to move through and generate into your solar plexus. Or we'll just say it's your digestive system. Now, we're going to call in your guides. Now, these are your fifth dimensional and above guides. You also, some of you have connections with the inner earth, with the city of light in the earth. You also have a connection with the crystal kingdom here in and around Western North Carolina. And you have certain relationships with the mountain peaks and the waterfalls and sacred spaces where First Nation people did ceremony. And also land healing. Okay, so we're going to breathe in deeply into the body. And as we exhale, just begin to let go of clutter. Clutter, whatever that means for you. Just begin to release clutter. Let it go. Breathe in clarity. And exhale, let go of clutter. It could be mental clutter, emotional clutter, physical plane clutter. Just let it go. Okay, we're going to breathe into the heart. activating the sacred centers in the heart. Specifically, these are centers that you shut down as a little kid in order to feel safe in this crazy world. Gently open up the corridors of the heart, that secret place that you have kept hidden even from God. Just allow it to open. Now, let that new feeling generate down into your solar plexus. That's where you put the trauma or the memory of that trauma or that unpleasantness or whatever you want to call it. And there's going to be a dance in your solar plexus that's going to happen. Just allow it. Now, we're going to call in your own personal healing team. And you can give assignments now to your healing team regarding what we're doing tonight regarding emotional healing. Ask them for assistance. Now, keep the flow going. You're going to open all your chakra points, especially your throat. That is one of your biggest bugaboos, your throat chakra. Right? Open it up. And let go of all the considerations about speaking into this world. You have many considerations there in the throat chakra regarding what to say, what not to say. Let it all go for the moment. Release the restrictions, the self-imposed restrictions around the throat, the base of the skull, your thyroid gland. And any cords that might be there from the past, take them out and let them go. So we're speaking about control cords here. Very subtle energetic level. And you're going to replace that now with your voice. Your invisible voice. Take a deep breath into your throat. Bring in from your soul your voice. Your true voice. Let it replace your ego voice. And then connect that with your heart. That's now open. And then move that energy up into the third eye. Your beautiful third eye. And you're going to ask the great central sun to begin to infuse your third eye, your pineal gland, with the essence of creation on another level now. Take a deep breath. And feel as if your forehead is being flooded with this incredible light. And let it saturate your brain. It's going to awaken your brain. It's going to wake up all of the sleeping cells in your brain, your DNA, your innate abilities. Okay, now move that light very gently in spirals down from the center of your brain, down your spinal column. It's going to begin to ignite the fire that has been hidden from the world. Feel as if your spinal column is being resurrected into a new alignment. And let that alignment go deep into the earth through your feet. And it's going to stimulate the grid system of this whole area. And you're going to reclaim your ancient heritage as First Nation people. Going to reclaim your sisterhood and your brotherhood. Now, as we move down into the base, keep your awareness at the base chakra. And we're going to do a little time travel here. We're going to do several different levels. So the first one is going to be, and we're going to look at this as all incarnations here on the planet, your incarnations here, your total incarnations on the planet here. And if there's any considerations about not wanting to be here on the planet, it is too hard, it is too harsh, it is too negative. It is too unconscious. It is too violent. I want you to bring that forward into your heart. Time travel back to any incarnation, in utero experience, of not feeling wanted here, of not feeling 100% accepted here. Any level of I've got to hide, I've got to stay hidden. Bring it forward into the heart. Into that blazing light that's coming from the central sun, of which you are a part. And tap in now to the sun within the earth, the spiritual sun that's within the earth, that is now magnetizing your feet onto your path, onto your destiny in a more conscious way now. Now we're going to release all survival fears that are not yours, that you picked up either in utero, as a young baby, as a preteen, like 11 or 12 years old, being very psychic at that time. Releasing everybody else's fears. And confusion, which means their anxiety their stress, their worry. Their unconsciousness. Take a deep breath and let go of everybody's unconsciousness that you accepted into your field in any and all lifetimes that is still present. Another deep breath and just let it go. The amnesia of the human race. Okay, those of you that have a connection with the Ashtar Command, they are here now. You can go aboard ship if you want. We're going to call forth your soul groups to hold the space for you to very effortlessly to let go of all emotional pain that is still in your body. Take a deep breath. Doesn't matter what it is. Let go of everybody else's pain out of your belly. Your spouses, your kids, your parents, all your exes. Now, allow that beautiful light to circulate figure eight flow throughout your energy field. Your chakra system is being retuned, recalibrated. Now, hold the choice from the soul level. Brain in balance. Brain in balance, emotional to mental body balance, mental body to emotional body balance, all balanced to the physical body, all balanced to your life path. All right, we're going to call the spirit of the buffalo here into this room and receive the guidance now from buffalo, not only as an archetype, but as one of your animal keepers, your ally from the animal kingdom. So allow buffalo to speak to each one of you in your heart. Take deeply the message into the body. Allow the body to breathe freely now, without restrictions. Take a deep breath up into the lungs. Now breathe in. I am free, I am free, I am free. Breathe it in so that your body can experience it. I am free. Breathe it very deep into the lungs. way up deep into the lungs. And if you've had any surgeries in your chest, breathe it in there as well. Breathe in very deep. I am free. I am free to be. Now, communicate with Buffalo. Whatever you wish to communicate with this spirit being, look into its eyes, deep into its eyes. Feel into its body. Feel the power in that body. Buffalo is medicine. Receive the medicine from Buffalo. Now we're going to do one more thing here, and that's to let go of the pain that you have felt from your parents. You want to breathe very deeply. On the exhale, let go of the pain that you took on from your parents, or the pain that you saw in them that affected your body and affected your emotions. And we're going to move now your timeline into a deeper state of divine right order. Divine right order. So imagine that you're shifting effortlessly in the quantum. All your potential timelines, your probable futures, you're going to shift it slightly onto the frequency of divinity, whatever that means for you. Where anything and everything is possible in divine right order and timing. Now I want you to give a big hug to your inner child. And tell her everything is okay now. That she is free to express. She is free to be. He is free at last. And then instruct your inner child at some point in divine right timing to merge into the rest of you so it can be in present time. Okay, deep breath. Feel your spine. Feel your feet. Feel the top of your head. Now feel the power of the now right above your head. I am here, I am now, I am. Feel that power above your head. In the now is the power. Now, from this place of power within you, extend out into one possibility in your timeline, exactly how you want to feel for the rest of your life, emotionally. Feel it in your body as you extend it into one of your potential futures. Project into the future exactly how you want to feel each and every day. And then envision that through your heart and through your third eye in unison, joined together. Envision that as a reality. And feel and envision how you want to receive from God. And be that. And now feel what we call gratitude. And let it extend to every organ in your body, especially your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, and your stomach. And let's give gratitude for all the assistance from the inner planes that have and are will continue to be given to each and every one of you. So we're going to set a timer for this energy to really hit home. And this will be a half hour after you arrive home tonight. You're going to set your timer for the energies to really hit you in a very nice way. So we're going to create a very quiet space 30 minutes after you get home so you can deeply experience this activation in the privacy of your own home. Okay, we're going to seal all this up with cobalt blue light. So envision this cobalt blue light all around you. It will go home with you. And let's set an intention for the dream state. So create an intention of what you want to do and experience in the dream time tonight. Just keep it simple. And then take a deep breath. Staying in the now moment, slowly open the eyes, allowing your brain to adjust. I am here, I am now, and I am. I love my body, and I am here. And so it is.